My name's Aaron, and I came here from Canada 9 months ago.
And I'm Jerry Beggs, and I came here to England 58 years ago. A long time.
Jerry, how long have you lived in this community?
My wife was Madroni, came around here first in 1962. We met, got married, we moved away. We came back here again in 1983 and been here since.
What brought you back here?
Why not? It's a great place. I happen to love London, and my wife loves this estate, and I like this estate, so why not?
Fair enough. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm retired now, but I've had many types of jobs all over the place, and building jobs, and everything from a labor to a roofer to a carpenter. I haven't done any, I don't touch electricity, don't touch gas, but I can do some plumbing work. That was my old trick, but I'm disabled now and I don't do a damn thing. I said a bit of gardening.
What's your favorite thing about gardening?
Starting something off and finish it off. Simple. Seeing things, starting from a seed and seeing things come up and grow.
And can you give my flatmate any gardening tips? Because he seems to kill everything that he's been planting.
Well, down the corner of Whistling Road, and Brian Course is underneath the bridge on the right hand side. We got a garden center there, starting one up. We got 7 raised beds on greenhouse, and we're going to open a lot of things as well. We got apple trees, plum trees, cherry trees, we got blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, everything growing there. And if you want to grow some, come round there. Use our greenhouse, use our beds. Simple as that. We give them a hand where we can.
And do you look after the gardens then?
Well, I and John Robson, who unfortunately is not here today, he lives just above the garden. He keeps an eye on it. And I go around there and do my bit. Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
You came from Canada. What part of Canada did you come from?
I grew up outside of Toronto, but I've lived in Toronto for almost 10 years. So the middle, sort of eastern side. No. Well, we had to learn French in elementary school, but when you stop learning it, you sometimes forget it. But I do find that, you know, when people are speaking French, I can pick up words here and there. Yeah, yeah.
Same with me. When I used to know a little bit of German. I can speak a simple conversation, but I haven't used it in so long. It's gone. Yeah, it happens that way. And when I was in America, I used to work in a big country club. And our chairman, my manager, he was German. He came over there before the war. Now even he forgot his own German. His own natural language, except he forgot it. The way it goes. That's the way it goes. Let's see, what else? Do you enjoy cooking?
Do I enjoy cooking? I worked as a short order cook when I was in high school, so I've kind of been turned off by cooking, but I enjoy eating, so yeah, yeah. So I enjoy other people cooking for me. Yeah.
Don't understand this one here. Do you think the world beyond can outside matters? Can you explain that to me?
Well, I guess some people never leave their neighborhoods.
That makes me happy. I used to know a fellow, well, family across the road from me back in Ireland, and the elder brothers all moved away, but one brother, two brothers, they never left him, left the city.
It
I used to go back there and tell them, why don't you come to London? Why?
What brought you to London?
It was the new adventure for me, because I'd grown up in Canada, lived there my whole life. London seemed exciting and new, and I have a Belgian passport because my father was born in Belgium. And so with the EU, formerly, I was able to come to England, and because I knew a few people in London, it was most desirable, and there's lots to do, lots to see, interesting people to meet. So yeah, it was just a natural move.
Comparatively, if you live in a small town or a small place, London is a big thing.
It is
massive.
It is.
But you'll probably get lost in it too easily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily from direction, but the way people communicate, it's a different thing entirely.
Yeah, and I grew up in a small town of 2,000 people, so to go from that to sort of keep going to bigger cities, and now like 11 million people, is that what's in London? So I've gone from like one extreme to another.
How easy has it been to meet people in London?
It's actually a bit of a challenge, I find. I find that Londoners, if they have their group of friends, they stay in their little group of friends because they're very comfortable. But I feel like I am a pretty social person, so you know, you can strike up a conversation with somebody. It just may not go anywhere, sort of friendship-wise, or longer than like the 3 minutes you're talking to them. But
Jerry, who do you hang out with? Who are your friends?
Well, I don't have. Only my friends is like Terry and Rob and those involved in the canal side here, the center, and some of my in-laws. I stay around there as well. But I don't go out much anymore because I'm disabled and I don't drink. A hard job standing on my feet when I'm sober, and drunk I fall over. So I don't get out an awful lot. But I go around the center, talk to them, sit there, stay, talk to people if I can, meet them.
Well, yeah, it's good to meet new people or meet people and talk to them and just have those friends that you know you can have a coffee with or whatever. You don't have to necessarily go out. You can just have them come around.
I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Yeah.
Serious competition. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank
I
you.
Need to get you to sign something.
Okay.